So did you both work here?
Yeah. Yeah, Raymond did, I didn't, you know. But
how long did you work here for?
25 years to the day. I started on the 5th of October and I was finished on the 5th of October.
You come here as a... No, not as an apprentice, was it? Just...
No, I was 26 when I started.
Yeah.
Everywhere I worked closed down.
Aye. This seems to have this uncanny knack of closing places down.
Paul definitely finished it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was working at Captain Bay as well, I was. That burned down, like, so that was finished.
But isn't it still there, part of it, or what? What's in the bath mill?
It's a house now, isn't it?
It's the house, aye.
Yeah, Alan Lloyd bought it. He came to work. He was a car dealer when he was...
Yeah.
He asked me if I knew how it went together, because all the workings, those three floors just fell down to the bottom. If I could put it together, I've got a clue how it works.
And what was your job?
Right here?
Yeah.
I was in a labouring camp, that's where you move about on all the jobs for somebody, and then...
Is that when you first came?
When I first come. And then I ended up on the blast, on the stockyard up there, who was feeding handling materials to feed the blast.
Furnace, that is.
Aye, the furnace. And then it was...
They shortened everything off. Shortened everything, you know.
There for 12 and a half years, and that finished.
So how did you get accepted into the... this community of steel workers? Any problems when you first came?
No.
No.
So I'm
human. I'd imagine you'd be the tallest.
Yeah. Do you remember what year that was when you started?
I started in the industry, which was 1965.
65. October 65. Yeah. And that was, so you were here, there, and everywhere on the site?
All that, yeah. You'd just go in the labouring yard, and then... Yeah, you remember sitting in the boss's cabin down there, he was handing jobs, and he said to some men, found me. And the year they went along, they were back and not having that job.
Uh-huh.
So he said, you'll have to go see Mr. Bellis, he was the...
Site foreman or something?
No, the... what do you call him now? He started to stop people.
Oh yeah, H&R they call it now. Human resources. Personnel.
They went to see personnel manager. They went to see him. They went long ago back. What's happened? We sacked. So the next day he said to me, he's found me. He's wondering what job is this. It'll be 7 o'clock in the morning to start work late. He was wheeling iron into them cupolas at the back, 400 metres a time.
Because there was bridges over to them then, were they?
No, he just...
Oh, into the bottom?
Into the bottom, right?
Parts,
comes in there, didn't you?
Whatever they threw down the wall.
Yeah, and you...
Is it like them big barrels we've seen on one of the photographs here?
No, they were just like ordinary wheel barrels. Or a flat.
Yeah. They used to throw this off the railway wagons, they just throw the scrap iron down that wall. However, and then the labourers would pick it up and feed the bottom of the cupolas with it all. As it was going. Well, what happened when you opened the door?
You just had to watch the blast, didn't you?
I was going to say.
You went to chip in and flames up your face, no eyebrows or anything. You watched the chip in after.
Yeah.
Did many people lose their eyebrows?
Well, no, you should have learned, didn't you?
Were there any big accidents?
Accidents?
While you were working?
Accidents, one or two killed us. It was on the... The shunt on his arm and leg jumped off, and then he fell into the wagons.
Did he?
No, the rails come up at the side of the road.
Yeah.
There's that wall, and it comes down. He was standing on the wall, like it.
Not the old wall, as you call it?
No. Going up towards the weighbridge.
All right.
I think it was the chap that was on the coke, must have gone across telling he wanted a wagon of coke, and George got off the loco, on the wall, and the stone wall, and he fell down at the side of the wagons, and he was going round with them. Just went and pulled him out. His arm was off and his leg was...
Oh, gosh.
Did you say he survived that or not?
Oh, I...
Yeah.
Yeah. Not sure. They tried to strike, I don't know whether it's his leg or his arm, but they had to take it off in the end. Oh, he lives in Tallaght, I think.
Oh.
He didn't come back to work like that.
Yeah, I was thinking.
No, they wanted him to come on the weighbridge, but he wouldn't come back.
No.
That's the past.
Scare you off something like that, wouldn't it?
Those two, you'd think it was easy job shooting, but the time I worked in, there was two killed on it. One got mangled between where the things were passing close to, got crushed in him, and another one got burned with a slag and just boiled over all over him.
My uncle in Bersham had that, between two trucks. He got caught between, you know, the big buffers. They came at speed and took him up. And he was just held up there about 20 foot in the air. Dead, like, but caught him. My uncle Stan.
Big scrap ashes were wider than the other trucks, you see, and the rails were coming from a junction there.
Yeah.
And they come together and he was stuck between them.